AP Network News. I'm Cynthia Hecht. It's wheels up for Air Force One. President Reagan is on his way to Europe, his first trip there since taking office. The AP's Jerry Bodlander says Mr. Reagan's trip is aimed at increasing unity between the U.S. and Europe.
President Reagan says the economic summit and the meeting of NATO allies are important to reiterate the commitment of the Western world to freedom and democratic ideals. Speaking in the East Room, Mr. Reagan said the economic summit would help chart a better economic future.
That summit meeting is an opportunity to work for real, sustained, non-inflationary growth after nearly a decade of stagnation, low productivity and investment and energy vulnerability.
The president said he would propose regular meetings so the Western world can move together toward greater monetary and fiscal discipline and ultimately strengthen the international trading system. But he failed to mention the high interest rates in this country, which are certain to come under fire from the European allies. Jerry Bodlander, AP Network News at the White House.
The president's first stop is Paris. He arrives there just before midnight local time. His itinerary then takes him to Rome, London, Bonn, and West Berlin. Terrorists in Germany have promised Mr. Reagan a reception he won't soon forget. Yesterday, bombs exploded at four U.S. military installations there, and a bomb attached to the tower of the U.S. Armed Forces Network Station in West Berlin was found and disarmed. A British ship docked today in a country which is neutral in the conflict between Britain and Argentina. The AP's Frank Zesno says wounded soldiers were put ashore.
The British hospital ship Hecla put into port at neutral Montevideo, Uruguay, bearing its charge of 24 British and 18 Argentines wounded in South Atlantic battle action. The ship, painted white with two huge red crosses, put in amid a torrential rainstorm. The Argentines were taken from the fishing vessel Narwhal, which was attacked by British aircraft May 9th. It was well inside the war zone, but the Argentines claimed it was on a routine fishing mission. The British said the ship was being used for espionage purposes. Reports here are that all the Narwhal crew, except the captain, survived. They will return to Argentina aboard an Argentine Navy vessel. The British wounded are to be returned directly to London. Frank Sesno, AP Network News in Buenos Aires.
The British now have a clear advantage in the Falklands conflict. They're surrounding the capital of Stanley, forming a circle around Argentina's defensive line. Military sources in London say the assault on the capital may be put off for a couple of days while the British wait for reinforcements. This is AP Network News.